نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد.
If we pay attention, then our whole life that is in front of us, it is just rotating around one thing. And that whole thing controls our whole life, that one thing, and that is fear, khawf. Every action that we do is due to that fear that we do the action. We wake up in the morning and that fear comes inside us. And then that khawf wakes us up. That fear, it makes us do work all day long. And if that fear wasn't there, then we wouldn't do any work. And that fear is this. That if this fear was not within me, then where will I eat from? That's the fear. If that fear wasn't within me, then we wouldn't do any action, any work. If we didn't have that concern, that fear, that how will I do that action? Then we would never work. So it's khawf and fear that makes us keep running around. If this doesn't happen, this will happen. If I don't have this, then this will happen. If this happens, then what will I do then? So all wasawis always are in the mind of a human being, and due to that he keeps moving. All of our actions are due to the fear of the dunya. That what will the world say? If this person doesn't say, then what will the dunya say? So this burdens a person, overwhelms a person so much that due to that fear, he's ready and prepared to do any and every action. Because khawf is khawf, fear is fear. It makes a person scared, anxious, and then due to that fear, he'll start to do all wrong actions. He will start to break Allah's orders. The main thing that makes a person run around in life is this fear, concern. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this same fear, to this same fear, to change it, He's directed us to change it, the direction. Allah says, this khawf of the dunya inside you, this fear, transfer it, change it over to the fear of Allah. That's all we need to do. That's all we need to do. If in place of this fear of the dunya, we bring Allah's fear, then our problem will be solved. Our problem will be solved. It's all fear. The wrong fear, the wrong concerns that make us then do the wrong actions. And then if we bring Allah's khawf into our heart, then we will start to do the work of Allah. The work of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that the person who has fear of me, in the whole Quran, Allah has spread this message, mentioned this message, the whole Quran, wherever you see, Ya ayyuha ladina amanu taqullah, Ya ayyuha ladina amanu taqullah, taqullah. O you who believe, taqullah. We know that Allah knows that inside this person, if my fear does not come, then he or she will not leave disobedience. Yes, and he's definitely then going to do sins and disobey, and he will carry on like this in the world. So Allah Ta'ala, then he'll fail in the world and in the hereafter. So to create that fear, Allah is telling us, fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah, to replace that fear. So that fear, that concern, which is replaced by Allah's fear, then he starts to follow Allah's orders. Always the person who disobeys Allah, the human being, is that person who in his heart, the fear of Allah ends. And this doesn't happen, or it's less, on a much lower level. So to develop this, that we become obedient servants of Allah, that we follow Allah's orders, Allah's ahkam, so we can improve our hereafter, whatever Allah Ta'ala has promised to us, so that we can get that. So for that, we just need to do one thing, and that is that the fear of Allah, we need to give it place, we need to develop it, we need to strengthen the fear of Allah. Don't let it reduce. Don't let it reduce. Yes, we should always be afraid of Allah, thinking about Allah, aware of Allah. This is in the Quran, in the same verse that I mentioned, That when a person is afraid of me or has fear of me, then Allah says, look at the rewards Allah gives. That in every difficulty of his in his life, that difficulty I will make it easy for him. That's it, I eliminate his difficulties. What a great promise of Allah's. What a great promise of Allah's. Very big promise. Doesn't matter what difficulty you know. Allah says, I'll finish that difficulty. There's no difficulty left in life then after that. Subhanallah. So this because is difficult for us to do. Because it's the fear of the world that makes us run, isn't it? From one day to the next day, a person comes into difficulty. There are problems in life, ups and downs, issues that confront us. So due to the fear of those issues and problems, which one starts to do wrong actions. Allah Ta'ala says, instead of that, who should you be scared of? Be scared of me, Allah says. Have my fear, develop my fear inside you, Allah says. So the first thing that Allah is saying here in the Quran is that you, there's nothing for you to worry about. I will solve your difficulties, your problems. Second point that Allah announces is that when you have fear of me, Allah says, then all your actions that you do, I will make them easy for you, smooth for you. What a fantastic point, eh? All your actions that you do in the life, in the world, automatically they'll start to progress and finish and nicely, because when you develop the fear of Allah within you, that's the consequence of that. Third point Allah announces in the Quran is that when a person has fear of me, third result or benefit, when Allah says that when a person fears me, then the biggest, you could say, thing that makes us do wrong, disobey Allah, the biggest factor, the biggest fear we have is of the stomach inside us. Where will I eat from? And this fear is so strong in a person that every action a person starts in the dunya, doesn't matter how much he prays salah, he does ibadah worship, but here is where the people fail. This is where an individual fails. And he adopts the wrong route with this fear, though I don't want to die hungry, oh I'm not going to succeed, I won't be able to run my shop, my rizq won't be earned. This is a big issue. So for this, Allah in the Quran, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ, Allah says, that I'll tell you here, the guidance, that those people who fear me, and develop my fear in their life, I am your Rabb, I promise to you, Allah says. Allah Ta'ala says, from such a place I'll give you rizq, wealth that you cannot imagine where I'll give to you, from where I'll give to you. What a great statement. Great. You can't imagine, Allah says, from such a place I'll give you, the doors of rizq will open. So difficulties will be eliminated, number one. Your task will become easy in life, alhamdulillah. Your rizq, wealth, easy. Fikr, concern, finished. The worry of wealth, finished. Look how many rewards Allah gives. So what we learn here is that all these things that we have got in our life is because we haven't got fear of Allah. We don't have taqwa. We have difficulties. We are distressed. We get scared easily. And we go into sickness, we go into depression, and ajeeb conditions overwhelm us, and we don't have enjoyment in ibadat. We're just a fear that's surrounding around us, our brain. What will happen here? What will we do about that? What shall I do here? What shall I do with this? And it's rotating inside us. And the solution Allah has told us in the Quran, that fear me. Then, further, Allah Ta'ala then announces in the Quran, there are a few verses I'm telling you here. In that verse, what does Allah say? That when your fear, when you start to have fear of me and you develop my fear, Allah says, when you develop my fear, then Allah says, I'll eliminate your fear of the dunya. Allah says, I promise to you. Okay, alhamdulillah. That when you come and your death will take place, then before that, all your sins, I'll forgive them. I'll forgive them. Subhanallah. Imagine. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, I'll forgive all of your sins after that. He stated that I'll forgive your sins and you, I'll give you that ajr, reward. Not just ajr, ajrun azeem I'll give to you, Allah says. Ajrun azeem. So tell me now. Tell me now. What's left after this? What is left of this? So what we need to do is just one action and we'll get all of those rewards after it, the things, the solutions. Everything will be solved, all issues solved. Everything will fall into place. One Sahabi, Hazrat Kabir radiallahu anhu, his hadith, he states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about this, that such a palace, there's one palace Allah's created in the hereafter. There, you know, the palaces of paradise and the mansions. And he said that there's one special palace that's been constructed in paradise. Very quickly, these things will come in front of us after death. It's not far. It's not far. So we repeat this, we revise this, we remind each other. This time will come to us very quickly, will come to us very soon. It's a shaitan who has deceived us. He's made it far from us. He's made it far from our minds. But the time is not far. The time is far. It might be far from your mind, but the time is existent that this time you're going to leave this world and you're going to come to me in the hereafter. Allah says. So shaitan, what he does is he makes a distance from your mind. Oh no, no, there's a lot of time left. You got to do this here. You got to do this. You're not going yet. So much confidence he creates in the human being that you are not going to die. You're not going to pass away. And the amount that Allah speaks about this, that you are going to come to me, very soon you're going to come to me. He didn't say, he says, very soon you're going to come. He didn't just say that you're going to come to me and you're going to pass away. Allah says, very soon it's going to happen. And that same point, nafs and shaitan have worked so hard upon us, they've struggled and made effort, shaitan, on us, that he has made this fact very weak inside us, that you're not going to die, to this extent that even if a human being's lying in hospital, then he's been given the answer, the bad news, terminal. There was a very good friend of mine. He was a pious person. May Allah elevate his rank in Jannah. I mean, he became ill. A very good friend. And he had a disease, cancer. Cancer disease. And his age was quite high. So, and he had the cure. He had the sort of treatment. He was in the hospital. So to visit him, I went to meet him in the hospital. And he was a bit unconscious, quiet, lying down. I went close to him and I kissed his forehead. We had friendship. He was a pious person. He was a good person. And he used to sit as well amongst us. So he opened his eyes and he said, Hazrat? I said, yes. He said, I had a sort of dream. I said, yes. I said, what was it? He said, they said to me that you won't die due to this illness. This was a waswasa. And I considered that he will pass away probably because of this sickness. I said, inshallah. This is very good if this happens, what you're saying. Anyway, after that, one day he was alive, 1.5 days. And there was a big thing, that one human being who is right on the banks of death, but even then he doesn't have yaqeen that he is going to die. He doesn't believe he's going to die and go to Allah. So in this condition, if a person's in this position, he thinks that maut, death, he doesn't believe is going to occur. So tell me, we're walking around, we're healthy. When will we believe that death is going to come to us then? We say it from our tongue. Many times we say it from our tongue, but the heart is not actually attesting to that. Oh, I'm afraid of Allah. The person who is afraid of Allah, these five rewards I've just told you. The person who, if he says, I'm scared of Allah, I fear of Allah, I'm aware of Allah, I have fear of Allah. Tawbah, Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me, I'm afraid of Allah. And all his actions are those actions that a person is not afraid of Allah. Those actions he does are opposite. He's not afraid of Allah. But he's saying, I'm afraid of Allah. This is nifaq, hypocrisy, munafiqat, which is a disease that goes inside a person. Why? Because this is a gathering of islah, improvement. That's why I'm speaking on the islah points. Improvement is a dhikr majlis. So I say a few things. We discuss the points for islah, for improvement. And the biggest, you can say, patient is me. I'm the biggest patient sat in front of you. Allah's given me a chance, an opportunity that I can do my islah, my improvement. I'm not here to tell people. I'm not here to tell people Allah's millions of times over grace and mercy and the pious predecessors, their favors upon us, that we get such majalis that we can scan ourselves inside and his eyes suddenly open wide. That these things and words I'm saying, if you think about them, how much khawf have you got of death? Who's got yaqeen that he's going to go to the after? We'll say it, but if we have yaqeen belief of death, the human being, and he openly eats, he won't even feel hungry. The person who has yaqeen belief in death, those people, their bodies were very light. They didn't have any concern about the luxuries of the dunya. They always look towards the hereafter. If somebody has fikr akhirah, then how can the fikr of the dunya come to him? So all of these actions of ours, that These afal, the actions of us, the way we are living our life, they are bearing testimony to the fact that while as mentioned in the Quran, we don't have yaqeen on those points. We don't have belief on those points. Rather, their lifestyle and method is totally different and opposite. A human being who has belief in Allah's words, then his lifestyle is totally unique, different. His morning is unique and ajeeb. His morning is unique. His night is unique. Yes, you think you'll just normally live, oh, have two chapati, water, gupshap, chit-chat, 3-4 tasbih, then isha, salah, he prays, and then I'm free. That's it. End of story. What's that? Oh, I'll get Jannah, paradise, Ramadan comes, just 27th night, dim the lights, long dua, and I've got paradise, I'm wandering in paradise. You think you'll get paradise like this? No, brothers. This dua, these actions that we do, such great kalamat, if we do the duas, will we get that? Just by doing the du'as, Allah Ta'ala says in that du'a, that this du'a that you are reciting, you just prepare and ask Allah for this and work hard on this du'a. This is a path that this du'a is taking you to physically. Practice that. So all of these waswasa, negative injection of shaitan, he makes us totally free of worry in this life of a few days, that we put everything behind us and say, let's move forward now. Every step he makes us believe, you're jannati, you're muttaki, you are pious, you're righteous, you've just done this and that. But in your life, our biggest mirror, the Quran, gives us the guidance and it challenges us through the life. That read and understand. What the Quran is saying is, am I like that? Is my life like that? The scene comes in front. The sketch is there. So for this, the biggest thing is this, that when khawf comes out of a person, then so weak a person becomes. When the fear of Allah comes out of a person, then he has total conviction and belief in the wrong things. For example, that we have full yakin of death is not going to come to me. We are free from worry about death. And this is the sign that shaitan totally has put the trap and the net in front of us. He's made us without fear of Allah, without concern. Yes, we've got no khawf inside us. Without khawf we are now. So every moment, every step, every action is, every movement is without khawf, no fear. From his mind, the khawf has come out. His ibadat are against khawf. His Ramadan fast, everything is against khawf, against fear. He's just following a routine, a tradition. Just a habit of his life is just a habit, a series of movements out of habit. He never compares himself with the Quran. He never compares himself with the deen, with the sharia. He's always doing what his will says. He's just carrying on his journey like that. And he's deceiving himself. Very big deceit. Yes? The biggest deception he's given to himself. Fearless life. No fear, no concern. And the biggest fear that the shaitan takes out from us, which is that he tells us we are here forever, enjoy your life. So this is the pattern of our life, is telling us that this is what we believe. Our pattern of life and our lifestyle is telling us that you are different and you don't do the things the right way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Subhanallah. So my friends, let's change it. Allah's given us this message. Let's switch the direction. Who knows when our call is going to come? Beards are white and the back is bending. Yes, you put a lot of color on there to hide the whiteness. It's better if you didn't hide that color. You have to hide yourself now. Come forward, show yourself, reveal who you are. What does the beard say when it's white? What does the white beard say? I'm ready. My Rab, I'm ready to come. The hairs tell you this. The black hairs, when you have black hairs, then you know it's maybe far yet. But now, very soon, mashallah, so the pious elder, that if one white hair would come onto him, then all night he'd cry, if he had white hair appearing. The sign has come to me, the sign of the hereafter, is that I'm going towards, I've done nothing in my life. I've wasted my whole life. Nothing I've done, nothing I've earned. So it's a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he gave me one white hair. Yes, I'm so useless, I'm careless, that before this white came, I didn't pay attention to myself. But our hairs become white and we try to hide them. We try to conceal them. Tell me, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Zindagi, my friends, life is not a game. Just, you know, play a game. This temporary life is that don't just make your deen just a set pattern of life. Deen is very easy if you practice the deen. And Jannah is very near if you want to attain paradise. If you want to. Just one action you need to do. That's it. One action. The message that we've been given. Wattaqullah. That's it. Wattaqullah. Finish. One action we have to do in our whole life. One action Allah has given to us, that such, I am throwing you into such a place without concern. I'll make you free. I'll give you full freedom there afterwards. Nothing there you will have that will hold you back, catch you, grab you. Nobody, no angel will come. I won't give you azab, no punishment. I won't make you distressed. Total freedom I'll give to you. I'll release you. Full release. And here will be test though first here. In the world. That you've forgotten your Rabb, your Lord, or do you remember your Rabb who has sent you here? I'll give you guidance. Allah says the prophets will come, the Quran will come. Allah's friends will come, the walis of Allah will come, and they will tell you unique things. The wali Allah doesn't say any second point. No second. He cries himself and he makes the people with him cry as well. Yes, because he doesn't have time for zool, waste of time talk, wali Allah. That let's do khatam sharif, let's do other things, waste of time actions, speeches, conferences, big majma'ah, and let's have this function, let's have that circle and conference. His life is following a function. A cycle that my turn's coming soon, my turn's coming soon, I'm going to be called somebody sleeps. In reality, he says, Allahumma bismaka mutuahiya. Really, he doesn't read it out of drama. In reality, he says, Allah, my maut has come, my death has come, my maula, I'm about to sleep. Now I'm coming to you. My Allah, I'm leaving the world. These du'as that we've been told, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us these du'as, that when you go to the bed, do du'a, Allah Ta'ala have arrived to you. The first thing he does is says, Allah, I'm about to die. Allah, you are Kareem, please forgive my sins. This is du'a masoor, I'm telling you. That I'm arriving to you, I'm coming to you, Allah, forgive my sins. Allah, forgive my sins. Subhanallah. Allah, accept my tawbah. And this is what he's saying while he's sleeping. So only that person will say this, that he's got fear that I'm going to die and go to Allah. If the person is saying, oh, I'm just lying down, I'm going to get up more fresh, I'll do more work and run more shops. Oh, he's sleeping without fear of Allah. He makes his own planning for the future, for the next day. Oh, Allah's got his plan and he's making his own plan for the next day. Yes, he's already saying, oh, read this, read this, read this, just a tradition. What's the logic when we recite this? What's the philosophy, the message behind what we recite at the time of sleep? Think about it. Subhanallah. That one day, while you recite this, recite this, recite this, subhanallah, you will arrive to your reality, you will come to me, Allah says, after practicing, reciting these things. The maut has come when you do the dua at the time of sleep. You say, Allah, my death is coming, my death is coming. It will come, Allah, maybe during this sleep and during this tossing and turning, and you will depart to Allah during this sleep. That's it. You're practicing for that. So the khawf, the fear of Allah, the fear of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala is telling us, Allah, when we sleep, we do dua, we say, Allah, I'm about to die. Allah, I do tawbah, repent, Allah, forgive me. Then he says, Allah, Allah, if you do raise me, or if you do give me life again, if again you let me wake up again, then Allah give me one mercy, then let me consider that you're giving me a bonus. You're giving me a bonus of another day. And you will allow me to do another good action so I can make more good palaces, more palaces. So Allah, this life that you are giving to me, allow me to utilize it properly. That your rahmah, your mercy, that if you give me a breath again, Allah, I'm departing now from this world, my eyes will close and I'll disappear when I sleep. So what is that injection that makes a person unconscious and he sleeps and he closes his eyes, he goes to sleep? Have you thought? What injection? You know when we go for an operation, they give you an injection, an anesthetic, and he falls unconscious, drowsy. So by nature, naturally Allah has given us an injection. Imagine Allah. Imagine how a person does get sleepy. Soon as he goes to the bed, there's an injection invisible. Maybe an angel comes and his eyes start to close and he's gone. Yes, and now somebody's talking around him. He doesn't know what's going on. He's unconscious or he's sleeping. So what a system Allah's created. Have you ever realized this? Allah says, you will come to me like this as well. When your eyes will close, you won't even know. You won't even know. So Allah says that then the servant says, Allah, if you give me another day, another new lease of life, you give me opportunity again to do good deeds, then I'm telling you the dua here, that Allah, give me a good chance, another chance, Allah, and then Allah, allow, keep me with those people, that if you are giving me an extra time in the world, keep me with those people who you already have said they are your beloveds. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is doing this dua. Why? Because two things we've asked. One, Allah, you've given us a bonus, extra new lease of life, don't waste it. And the second thing, maybe Allah, I'll use the time incorrectly, not wisely, so I'm asking Allah for protection. Allah, give me the sober, the company of the walis of Allah, so I can do the right actions, so I don't trip or slip and do wrong actions. So whenever a person goes to a wali, Allah, make this niyyah, intention, I've just come for this reason, that I don't want to slip up in my life, that I want the good company, so that my guide, my shaykh, keeps on checking me where I slip, he grabs me. So if you don't have friendship with the wali Allah, then that means you have no worries in life. You are in that philosophy, the wrong cycle. La khawfun, he has no fear, no concern, that person. Yes, a person who the Quran is announcing that is just telling us one amal, one action, fear Allah, develop the fear of Allah, develop the fear. If we don't have fear of Allah, then never will you arrive near to Allah. You cannot become a good human being. You cannot become the Muslim. You cannot become a namazi. For this, the first step is khawf of Allah, fear of Allah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Subhanallah. So yes. So fear of Allah. And another hadith, there was a hadith that came to me, that a very, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in paradise, he's made paradise, and imagine the palace that Allah has made, a big mansion, it will be green pearls, that palace, and 70,000 inside that, there are palaces within, 70,000 palaces within that palace. Imagine us boxes in a small council as we don't even get in this world to live in. Huh? What have we made? Here, we don't. If we get counselors, we get so happy. Oh, we've got a house, got a roof, and then we keep shining it. We look at the walls. We'll change the wallpaper, the doors. Just a two-bedroom house. So stupid, man. We're just satisfied on this. Look ahead, what Allah has announced. Why don't we do those actions for that? All lifelong applications for counselors. If only we lie, talk nonsense to get counsel. If we get it, we're so happy. I've got council house. Council isn't so happy, like we're going to live there forever. Oh, what a deception of the life, my friends. How many colleagues of yours have departed from here before you? Look, think how many people have died in front of us from our homes. The janazas have been picked up, and friends and other people, we've buried them. But even then, shaitan, he's done such a big attack on us that he doesn't let us believe that I'm going to die. Develop this belief that I'm going to die. Wallahi, the whole life of yours will turn upside down. Your life will be transformed if you develop this yaqeen. So that palace, 70,000, inside that palace there'll be 70,000 palaces, and in each palace there'll be 70,000 doors. And then the husn, the beauty nobody can imagine and contemplate. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that eventually who will go into this palace that has 70,000 palaces within? Subhanallah. Yeah? Who will go in there? So to enter, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person will enter into that palace, that when shaitan presents something haram in front of him, shaitan presents haram to us. Now remember this, that all he has planning, shaitan's planning, that I'm going to present haram to him, make him do unlawful actions. He makes a list, he presents a list to us, and he unlocks the door. Then what does shaitan do? He plans and he gives you a full message to your nafs, to your desires. He messages your nafs. He doesn't work himself. He applies to your desires and he gives a message. This inside this machine that's inside us that works. And shaitan says, today I'm going to do this with this nafs of this person. I'm going to make him lose fear. So much fear he's going to lose that he's not going to go to pray salah. Azan's taking place. He'll say, oh, leave it, yaar. What's the point of praying? He'll have no fear. Make him without fear. And put fear in him for that thing, that if you do this action, then you will lose out in the world. If you go to salah, then today you will lose out in the world. Your shop will go downhill. So he increases the fear of the world and he reduces the fear of the reality. And this is what he does with him. Salah becomes a minor thing for him then. And lying becomes a minor thing for him. Consuming riba interest is a minor thing for him. Talking nonsense is a minor thing for him. Eating haram is a minor thing for him. Looking at girls and women is a minor thing for him. On the phone to play games and look at dirty scenes is a minor thing for him. To look at pictures, listening to music, oh, totally it's minor, totally small things he makes. The shaitan, he injects this. This is his plan and he blows into the person, injects, and he sends a message that I've prepared you to do these actions, the nafs, and then he says to nafs, I've prepared you, I've told you what to do, and the nafs prepares the human being. Then practically, the nafs makes that person practically come into that, into those wrong actions. Then he does wrong. He looks at wrong. The plan, he accepts the plan of shaitan and the nafs, and then he implements that person. SubhanAllah. You don't understand what I'm saying? So this is the system that he develops. So he stated that this palace will be given to that person, that when shaitan makes a full plan and presents to you his haram plan for you to run, alhamdulillah, that person had worked upon himself, he had made struggle on himself, he had developed the fear of Allah in himself. So when that action plan of shaitan was presented to him, because he had the fear of Allah, then due to the fear of Allah, he rejected the haram, that I won't do this action, doesn't matter how much apparent loss I get, I won't do this, and he stopped that action. Then Allah Ta'ala for him created this palace, that this man will enter into that palace. SubhanAllah. Muttaqi's first stage. Muttaqi. You see this now? What a great action he's carried out. So we have no fear, no worry. Yes, we think Allah has not given us any work to do and of our life. If we just see one thing for us to do, our routine life, just follow. As a Dawud alayhi salam, in a verse, he used to read the Zabur. SubhanAllah, that was his mashallah. I'll give him the ni'mah, treasure. And he had a beautiful melodious voice. And he had such rhythm. It was called the rhythm of Dawood, the rhythm of Dawoodi, Lahne Dawoodi, and dhikr, and beautiful dhikr with a beautiful melodious voice. And the people of the world, the creatures used to enjoy themselves. There's a great ni'mat that you have a beautiful voice, and you use it in the right place. SubhanAllah. Great ni'mat. Because it penetrates the hearts, the name of Allah and the dhikr of Allah. This is a beautiful dhikr. I really enjoy this dhikr. And you're immersed in that, and the birds and the creatures, they rejoice in the dhikr of Allah. They rejoice. Beautiful voice, beautiful sound, beautiful kalam, beautiful verses, and a beautiful voice is presented, those kalams, and the jannat love that, and the angels love that, the jinns love that. And Allah Ta'ala gives that as a treasure to someone, to such human, Allah Ta'ala creates a human being, and gives that, lana dauni, dawudi. So when you see a person like this, then for him you should be grateful to Allah Ta'ala. I'm grateful that in this environment, our dead hearts you've made alive due to this beautiful voice. What beautiful voice, that our dead hearts, they start to become alive. Allahu Akbar. So there, the dhikr, taqi penetrates the heart, that our eyes open wide due to that. So, as he used to recite the Zabur, and all the birds and the creatures started to read with him. And this will come until Qiyamah. Allah will create people like this, mashallah. Who will do this. Allah likes that my dhikr, my remembrance is performed with a beautiful voice, that the people of the world are enjoying that. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So he was reading the Zabur eloquently, and then a spider he saw. He saw a spider. Yes, like I said to you, I used to see a spider every day. So he saw a white spider. And he was the Prophet of Allah, so he paid attention to the spider. Suddenly a question came for his Lord, the Nabi. The Prophet asked his Creator, Allah, this spider, that he thought that this spider, Allah, what is this spider? What is it, this creature? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Nabi and the Prophet, they have a unique relationship, isn't it? So the connection is unique. Soon as a Nabi, a Prophet, that as his qurban nearness to Allah increases, the relationship becomes unique and separate. Let me tell you this point as well. That as soon as a person inside him, his taqwa is developed, khawf comes, fear of Allah comes, then he gets the higher levels and manzils of Allah's qurbanness. When his qurb of Allah increases, then Allah removes the veils more and more. And I tell you that I am not competing with any wali Allah. I cannot compete with any person, but that I'm like this or I'm like this. No, the reason is this, that person has gone high in the qurb, so he's in a different level. Yes, he's attained such a level, a position that has taken him close to Allah. So this is the wali Allah. Yes, the wali Allah, every wali isn't the same. Their salahs aren't like us, their duas aren't like ours. Why? Because they are closer to Allah than we are. Why? For which reason? Not that he is, because he's done something separate. No, they've worked hard, made effort, they've attained the khawf of Allah, the fear of Allah, so they're getting close to Allah. Wattaqullah, they've understood that. Wattaqullah. So the Nabi, the Prophet, is very close to Allah already, naturally. Yes, because he comes to reform the people, and he's come as the Prophet of Allah. So, and that Allah gave the power for the creature to speak was Allah. Subhanallahi ma fi sabbihi wa maflad wa lahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah says that everything in the world, everything is speaking, but is saying something beneficial. What's it doing? It's doing the dhikr of Allah. All creatures are doing the dhikr of Allah. Allah has made everything for this purpose. Everything's speaking right now. The whole universe is always, every second, speaking. So when he saw that small spider, then Allah gave him the power to speak, the spider. So he knew that this is the Prophet. The spider knew that this is the Prophet. It recognized, because all makhluk creatures, they know the Wali Allah, an imam of the prophets. Do you think the creatures don't know the Prophet? Allah said, I remember that time when I used to pass by the rocks, the stones used to send durood upon me and give salam to me, even now, and today I know about those rocks and stones. So they have a unique relationship with the makhluk creation. Keep becoming pure, keep cleaning yourself, and keep going close to Allah. Keep going close to Allah. Why am I saying this? Why am I saying this to myself? Have determination, courage, don't waste time. Seek the paths of Allah's qurb, nearness. So Allah Ta'ala says, seek, find me, seek, look for me. Why morning to evening do you waste time? Work hard on this. Thou get closer to Allah. Which path shall I follow? Get close to Allah. What action shall I do to get close to Allah? Do that action. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. That's it. That's the one thing we need to do. So Allah gave the power to the spider to speak, and he spoke. And he said, O Nabi, O Prophet, you questioned about me. You questioned regards to me, what do I do? So let me tell you my program, then what I do. SubhanAllah, the spider is saying this. Now we wipe the spiders away, or we kill them, we think they're of no use. What's the spider doing it? So the spider said, then in the morning, you know when the morning comes, then in the morning, Allah Ta'ala puts a kalama into my heart that I need to complete. So the kalama, shall I tell you what is the kalama? The spider said, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah. The spider said this. What a great kalma, great verse. How fortunate those people who day and night recite this kalima. Yes, and they rejoice and they recite this verse, this kalima. My friends, this is a great path, this order. Understand this. This is the preparation of going, for going, departing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So he said, is it? Ooh. He said, let me tell you more. He said, I'll tell you about the day now. So when the night falls, the spider said, then Allah Ta'ala gives me another dhikr inside me. What is that dhikr that Allah Ta'ala creates? Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nibili umbi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Subhanallah. This durood I recite in the night time, all night long. In the morning is this kalima, in the night is this kalima. Then he says, oh Nabi, what do you do? Why are you busy? So I can learn something from you. So what's your pastime? Yes, the spider is putting the human being to a little bit of shame. As Dawud al-Islam started to cry, put the Zabur to the side when in prostration, he said, Allah praises are for you. All your makhluk is yours, your creation that you have made busy in your dhikr, your remembrance. Subhanallah, it's not just Dawud. The whole creation is busy in your dhikr. Remembrance. So if someone's ghafil, we are the ghafil. We are lazy. Our stomach has made us lazy and ignorant. So the Quran says, Wattaqullah. Everywhere Allah says, Wattaqullah. Taqwa, adopt it, adopt it. Taqwa, adopt it. Bring it to your life. So we are stubborn. We are stubborn, we don't want to hear. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us more mercy. The whole month, 30 days, Allah says, La'allakum tattaqoon. Come back to this. Maybe in this month you'll understand, take heed, what is your objective of life, purpose of life. Then Allah says again, I'll give the whole Ramadan, the whole philosophy of Ramadan is this, you know, to keep, make you keep fast, for you to do all the actions. I'm giving you these difficulties so that in your mind it comes again this point, so you understand that you have to do just one action your whole life, that develop the fear of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Why? Because the human being who has no fear, he's a waste. He is a waste. The person, human being without fear, then he is the fear of dunya. He runs around the world. He's scattered by the world. He is lost in the world. He's lost in the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Do you understand our mission? What's our purpose? Ramadan has come to tell us this. I've given you Ramadan, Allah says. And in this Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala, in this ibadah, to revive it, this ibadah, He's put this in front of us. And it's nothing. There's no other ibadah. There's no worship of Rabb. This is the biggest ibadah. Let's put it right at the front so that even then my servants understand the message. Don't become apes and monkeys. Don't look left and right. But shaitan again makes us lost. Thousands of actions we do in Ramadan, but we don't do the genuine action of Ramadan, the real purpose. Despite the fact that this is the ibadah Allah has given complete, and Allah has given us the practice, wattaqullah. How? That develop fear inside you so you become habitual in that. Develop the fear inside you. Don't waste. You're wasting your life in the waste of time actions. So Allah in this month has given us complete 30 days. He's given us the same ibadah to develop the fear. And Allah said this, لَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that I've given you ibadah, worship for this reason, that you are running around the wild, lost, that you can develop my fear inside you, Allah says. So what ibadah has Allah given to us in Ramadan? What action? We read the Quran all year long normally. That's the same. We do all other actions all year long. Same. The something extra we put on top, Ramadan, but they have no connection with this. The thing, one ibadah Allah has given us, the morning get up, at suhoor time, pre-dawn, sahri time, if you have tawfiq, eat. After that, eat food and drink, stop. Subhanallah. This is the ibadah Allah has given to us. Break. Put the brakes on. Until when? Until whether it's winter, summer, no hisab. Doesn't matter whether you're in the desert land, you will do the same, the Muslim. If you live 100 Fahrenheit degrees of temperature, you'll have to do the same action. And if there's no water where you live, even if you're living there, you'll have to do the same action. Whether you live in the poles, in the ice, you do the same. Whether it's 6 hours fast, you do the same. 24 hour fast, same actions you have to do. And there's no differentiation. Wherever you are living in the globe, you have to fulfill the order. Morning, pre-dawn, after that, food and drink, stop. That's it. So then Allah says, not this, every jais thing, wife, marital relations, everything that's halal, normally even that, stop, put the brakes on. So do we do this or not, tell me? Do we do this? We do this, don't we? This is what Ramadan is. If we take this out, then Ramadan's gone, isn't it? Fuse, blown. So when we do these actions, when this order will finish, at that time Ramadan will finish, isn't it? The Quran is the same, masjids are the same, and then keep on reading, do qiyamul layl and pray, etc. Allah is not stopping you. Keep on doing this. But one action will stop after Ramadan. One action, when Ramadan departs, soon as you see the new moon, one action will stop. What is that? The fast will finish. The order of Allah will finish. When the order finishes, then Ramadan will finish. Do you understand what is Ramadan? So all of the base, the foundation of Ramadan is on the action. Then the morning, after this time, finished. No more. Until when? And the Allah says, when this time comes, when the sun is setting, that's it. You're free then. You're free after sunset. How many hours? Someone 24 hours, someone 12 hours, somebody in the summer, somebody in the cold climate, somebody in -5, somebody 100 degrees Fahrenheit, somebody 40 degrees Celsius, somebody is this much Fahrenheit, their Fahrenheit increases. Whatever it is, whatever climate you're living in, the order is you do. Somebody has nothing to eat, order comes, you have to do this. You have to do this. So what we may, why we practice Ya ayyuhal ladhina amnuttaqullah. Though monkeys, oh people living the life without fear, your salah without fear, your talawat without fear. If you had life of fear of Allah, then this Quran, before you read it, the tears would be coming out of your eyes. That this is how much there is an effect of my Quran, but you have no fear in your heart. You read the Quran like you are reading a novel. Storybook, you don't even know how to read it. You don't know the orders that I've told you in the Quran. Which qawms, nations, before you, I'm telling you about. Which azabs, I'm telling you. That you are immersed in the azab and you're reading about those things. Because this is the sign of having no fear. Allah says that Quran, if I reveal it on the mountains, it would make them deteriorate to dust. The power. But you are reading Quran and such an ummah about the previous nation that did the sins and I destroyed them, made them dust, and that sin is inside you. And even then you read Quran, you say, I've read Quran, I'll be forgiven. Why? Because la khawf, there's no fear inside you. You've no fear. When taqwa comes into you, when you've developed the fear, then wallahi, that same verse, alif lam mim dhalika al-kitabu la rayba, this same verse will make you rejoice and immersed in the Quran, that from here, this same verse, you will earn paradise. Just this one verse. So it all depends on the whole fear of Allah. All ibadat are against Allah's fear, our worship. So Allah has given us the whole month. The topic of this month is this, Allah says. Fear of Allah. Fear of Allah. Allah's making us practice how? Eat now, Allah says. Okay? But we don't. Normally we eat now, but we won't eat. Even a child won't eat at that time. Even if you force him, the old man won't eat, old person won't eat. Why? It doesn't matter how thirsty you are, you're in the desert, no one's watching with him, you won't drink. Why? Because right now Allah's making you practice, me practice. So Allah spiritually has given us that strength and power that completely we become an obedient servant of Allah at that time. But we are monkeys still. Despite being monkeys, but Allah reveals the barakat, blessings inside us. Allah is reforming and improving us automatically without any effort. And a khawf, a fear Allah is presenting. We are all muttaqis right now. All the people are fasting, they are muttaqis because they have that fear that's absorbed inside them, that they are observing Allah's order. When Allah says you don't eat, doesn't matter, any force of the world can force him. And even if you put the sword there on his neck to force him, go and break the fast. He'll say, no, I'm not going to break the fast. Because Allah developed the fear inside you, makes you practice that all life long with this khawf, this fear, you need to live your life. You don't understand what I'm saying? Yes. So Allah has helped us, assisted us 30 days. That I'm helping you, assisting you, then after 30 days I'll go, then you'll have to carry on that work yourself. You have to develop that fear so you can continue yourself on the life of fear. Say subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is that fear. Why? Because this fear Allah has developed inside us. No, ya Allah is watching me. Am I going to do this wrong? Allah has developed, the fear of Allah has come inside me. No, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to smoke this. I'm not going to do this. No one's stopping you. But it's that fear. Allah, how can I reject Allah's order? How can I do this? So this is that individual that all time long, he used to before, prior, reject Allah's orders. Haram actions he used to do. Reject Allah's orders. He used to look at his phone. He used to look at girls and women and banditry. And actually always in his hand, it was the same. Every pattern of his life was without fear of Allah. You couldn't see it. But Allah says that Allah to help us, he put khawf fear inside us. That same human being, before that fear comes in, he is forced to leave all the wrong things. I don't want to do this. I ain't going to do this wrong action now. Why? What is that fear inside him? What is that fear that's developed inside him? Allah's fear. Is the life changed or not? Tell me. So as soon as the fear of Allah comes, what was that khawf? Soon as Allah's fear comes in, what change comes? Then he starts to obey Allah's orders. Subhanallah. Oh no, I can't do this wrong. Oh, this is wrong. This is wrong. So here Allah's made us realize. Realization has come, dawned upon us, that both choices were in front of you. When you didn't have fear of me, Allah says, then what was your hal? That when in the fasting month I gave you khawf, look at your situation now. Subhanallah. Look a big difference that's come into your life. Allah Ta'ala is saying the same point. That in live your life according to this pattern. Okay? So what do we need to do? That what is Ramadan making us practice to do? Then that the rest of our life Allah let us do this. That live your life with my fear, Allah says. With khawf. Fear. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, that taqwa that you are stating, where should we bring khawf from? Say subhanAllah. How should we develop this fear? Next question, isn't it? Naturally you will be asking. The fazail have been told, the virtues of fear of Allah have been told to us, the points, the principle has been told. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, so where is fear? How can we acquire fear of Allah? Is it come in the eyes, in the mouth, in our nose? From where will it come? Where will this fear of Allah come from to us? What ibadah worship will develop the fear of Allah inside us? Aha. Allah's Nabi says, and practically he told us to his companions. Al-Khawfa Huna. Subhanallah. He advised and directed towards that the taqwa is here. The taqwa will come in your heart. It will come into your heart, the taqwa, the fear. Subhanallah. Taqwa is there. It's in the heart. That's its place. Not in your nose, not in your mouth, not in your eye. There. What's the hint? The direction? That if you reform and improve your heart, then taqwa will come into your heart. To develop taqwa, if you want to create taqwa, then take the step. What? The start to make your heart, subhanAllah. This is the heart from where success comes. Your khawf will come into your heart. That pay attention to your heart, correct your heart, start to reform your heart, improve your heart. Then your fake life will disappear and your life will be a reflection of the fear of Allah. Ay Allah, Allah. Oh Allah. Allah, where do I develop the fear in my heart? Then the Quran replies, Ya ayyuhaladheen man attaqullah wa koonu ma sadiqeen. Allah says, fear Allah, koonu ma sadiqeen. Allah has given us the solution, the answer. The Ramadan, I've given you fear automatically, but now the rest of the life, I will remove Ramadan after that. Then you'll become a monkey again. So what do you need to do? Koonu ma sadiqeen. That to keep the khawf existent, ongoing, to create fear of Allah, connect yourself and make a relationship with a human being who already has fear of Allah. Subhanallah. Then you will become, it will become transparent, clear inside you, the fear of Allah. That's called sohbat al-Shaykh, the company of the Shaykh. Why else do we go many miles? We travel. Why did I go 4,000 miles to my Shaykh, Hazrat Sahib? I used to study here. Why did I go? Because there was no fear in my heart. I used to read Quran, used to read tafsir, commentaries, all of the actions that people do, we used to try it. But even then, commit the sins. Even then, fear wasn't coming to me. Then shaitanid would come. And bad actions would come back to square one, time and time again. So the pattern wasn't correct, was it? So then eventually this occurred, that I had to find a human being, a guide. I had to find the guide. I crushed my desires, I look for the guide, the teacher. Wherever I get the sheikh, then you have to look for the sheikh, wherever you can find him. Subhanallah. So when Hazrat Sahib, when I met him, alhamdulillah, my sheikh, look, the system Allah has given. Then as soon as I met Hazrat Sahib, then taqwa, he gave me taqwa, that this is taqwa. He gave to me. Then he put that into my heart. Otherwise I wouldn't come. I wasn't coming towards the direction. I used to do umrah, hajj, did all ibadat, worship, but taqwa wasn't there. What does this mean? That after doing this, even then the sins would come. The sins a person implements, and when he has desire for sin, then where will taqwa come from if he has a desire for sin? That disobedience and taqwa are two opposite things. Disobedience and taqwa. Two opposite things. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so reflect, keep on reflecting, assessing yourself. Do I have taqwa? Then take steps physically. Ramadan has trained us that you are living a waste of time, life. I don't want to live like this anymore. I need to go to a wali Allah, friend of Allah. I need to get his company, his sohbat. And I should go with this intention that I'm going to do my Islam, my reformation. If I waste time there, people do that as well. They go there and they waste time. Totally fazool, waste of time. They have the company. Just one point, you should have one principle when you go to a wali Allah. I want taqwa in my life. I want to become a muttaqi so I can live my life properly and make my life here and the hereafter in a good way. So my brothers, this is Ramadan that Allah has bestowed to us, given to us, granted to us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is the importance of the whole life, that we need to develop fear of Allah and live in the, to pray to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala to us gives us taqwa. He gives us taqwa. And the first step of muttaqi, what has the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, is the islah of the heart, reform the heart. That's step number one. And how do you reform the heart? By two things. How do you reform the heart? By two steps, two principles. So for this, for Islah Qalb, don't think I'm 70 years old, 80 years old, I'm 25 years old, 20 years old. No, no differentiation. As soon as you understand this point, straight away take the physical step. Stay straight away. If it delays, if it's come later in life, no worries. It's too good. Better late than never, isn't it? Better late. Don't think I'm 80 years old, I'm about to die. Even if you just do this before you die, you'll die successfully. Even on your bed, you do this whilst you're dying, you will die successfully. Allah, I have understood it was a big delay. Allah forgive me. Allah says, I forgive you. At least you've done it, isn't it? Okay, good. What is the action? What are the two actions you need to do? That the Quran has prescribed. Allah says, isn't it? What does we need to do? Taqwa. That is our objective of life. Taqwa. To attain taqwa. And to attain taqwa, where will I get taqwa from? Well, I have to go to the company of a friend of Allah, a wali Allah, isn't it? And when I go to a wali Allah, then what will happen to me? That my heart, islah qalb, will happen. Third point, that my heart, I will make it pure and clean. That where he's going to develop taqwa inside you, that wali Allah. So for that, what do you need to do? That you learn from the company of the wali Allah, the sheikh. You won't get that from anywhere else. That is zikrullah. Zikrullah. So our destination is taqwa. End point is taqwa. And to get there, we need to find a sheikh, a teacher, and our work is zikrullah, subhanallah. So destination, taqwa, to get there, find a sheikh and do zikrullah. These are the three objectives of life, the three actions you need to do main in life. Yes, alongside this, if you're living your life according to this, then Sai Mashkura, he is following a beautiful path and method for the hereafter. And he is making a beautiful effort. All we can do is try, Allah Sai Mashkura, and you are trying your best, Allah says, I'll make it easy for you. May Allah Ta'ala get for all of us the tawfiq, ability, and I pray to Allah that everything I've said, the broken down words that I've delivered, the message to you, may Allah allow that you have understood my message, and may Allah allow that I've not wasted your time, and may Allah allow that my words have penetrated your heart. And I do dua that Allah Ta'ala, for me as well and for you, Allah makes this Ramadan a great Ramadan. Allah makes us a muttaqi and graduate from this Ramadan. And let's eliminate all drama. This many Qurans I've read, this much I've done, Umrah, Hajj. No. Let's realize that have you left any sins in this Ramadan? If in this Ramadan one sin even you leave it, then he has attained Ramadan. He has attained Ramadan. All, put the Qurans, everything to one side. If one sin, if you depart from that sin, show me that I've kept a beard in this Ramadan, then his Ramadan is 100% complete. Oh Allah, due to your fear, I've kept the beard in Ramadan. Now I will not cut the beard. And the woman says, Allah, due to your fear, I am observing parda and I'm observing niqab. Before this, I didn't know, Allah, your fear has come to me in Ramadan. Her Ramadan is, don't ask her what she has achieved. If a man says, Allah, I finished 15 Quran, 1,000 Qurans, this many tarawees, this and that, and he's still the same, a monkey and ape, and all the sins are present in his life, and he's lying, and he cuts his beard, and everything is there, no parda. Then apart from Allah's curse and curses, he has earned nothing. La ana, Allah says, Allah, I make that person far from my Rahman, my Mercy, who makes my deen a drama, lahu lahab, and just a tradition, and he challenges my Quran, rejects my Quran with my Ramadan, he plays games with my fasts. Yes, you don't understand what I'm saying? So compare yourself. Yes, 15 fasts approximately have gone. How many sins have we left in life? We should cry to Allah that I will never do this sin again. Allah, I will never look at ghair man with my eyes. I will not look at naked pictures, Allah, after breaking the fast and it's evening and my heart is alive and I want taqwa. I will do tawbah of this sin. Is there any mujahid who's ready to do this? Yes, or will you just show you Qurans, 15 Qurans, 25 Qurans, 30 Qurans? What value is this of these Qurans you are completing? The objective Allah has given you, fulfill that purpose of that maqsad. Show that to Allah. Have courage. And put your hands up and say, Allah, my eyes are blind for the ghair mahram. My eyes will never raise to look at ghair mahram. Non-permissible. Wala taqarba fahisha. Allah says that to see this ghair mahram, there are many jokes. It's in my pocket, the phone, that always shows me these ghair mahrams. I won't go close to the ghair mahrams. This is Ramadan. One sin, leave it. I tell you, don't leave them. Just leave one sin, if you can. And in this era, day and age, and in a young age, if you leave the sin, subhanallah. Subhanallah, that person is azim, great human being. So take the benefit of this Ramadan, because today if you leave the sins, don't leave the, forget tomorrow. If today you do tawbah, repent, then this tawbah, nothing can compare to this tawbah, this repentance in Ramadan. If you do an amal, an action, you can't compare that away from Ramadan. You can't compare with that. In the hadith is stated that one fast, if you leave, then the whole life you keep the fast, you cannot get equivalence of that one fast of Ramadan. Today you keep the beard in Ramadan, subhanallah. You cannot compete with that the rest of the life if you do the same action. So do we make niyyah today? Make intention? Or is your heart still hard today? Do you want taqwa or do you want to soften the heart? Because you don't do dhikr, so your hearts aren't made soft. You don't understand the words. You make your land soft with the dhikr of Allah. Understand the deen. Understand that deen equals not to displease Allah. Don't make Allah angry. That equals deen. Deen, religion, equals not to make Allah angry. So that your whole day should pass in a way, your sheets. You know your tazkiyah sheets that make for you? Your day should pass in such a way that not a sign should come that I'm displeasing Allah due to an action. Yes, that with this action of mine or my word or something I've said has made Allah unhappy. This is taqwa. This is taqwa. Ibadah, Allah doesn't need your worship. Allah says, I've got many angels to do my ibadah worship. They are better than you in worshipping and prostrating. They do better recitation than you, talawat than you. For the sake of the broken heart, I've made the human being not, there's nothing lacking in the creation that is worshiping me. Allah says, every square millimeter is worshiping me. Sajda, ruku, every leaf is submitting me to, is immersed in my dhikr. What are you going to do my dhikr with your dirty tongue? Have I created you for this? No. Allah said, I created you a human being. I send you such a world where there's sins around you and you save yourself from the sins and depart from the world. That's the objective of life. This is deen, Islam. Our deen is this. Just 5 times pray salah with Allah's order and the actions he told you, akams, fast, keep the fast, hajj comes, do the hajj. And after that, your whole life, no nafl, no voluntary, no nafl salah, don't do any ibadah, no worship, don't do anything else, just one action. 5 times salah, faraid, compulsory. After that, don't disobey Allah, don't commit sins. You will go to the highest level of paradise, you will be. Highest level of paradise. That same daraja, walayat, kutub, ghous, you will have the good news, you will go into the heavens, the high level. Any wali Allah, he didn't become wali Allah due to ibadah, worship. Not due to sujood, prostration. No, no, no. No one became due to this. Whatever he became, due to taqwa, the fear of Allah, wali became. He didn't disobey Allah. He put his hand and pressed down on the sins. I finish my nafs, my desires. Allah won't commit the sins. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the Ramadan successful. May Allah make us successful during Ramadan. Any sunnah, bring to us that today is Ramadan. Allah, due to your faith, I will bring this sunnah into my life from today. I'll wear the imamah, the turban. Aha. Speak like this, the body will shake out of fear. When you say like such promises, your body will shake. What will people say? What will this man say? Many easy to wake up in the night, pray tahajjud, finish Quran. This is hard. Put the imam on your head and say that I will wear the libas of Rasulullah and work in the offices, go in the bazaar, wear the niqab, go into the marketplaces and revive the sunnah. Man haya sunnatin tafasadul ummati. The Holy Prophet said, this ibadah, have you got this much reward that if you follow one sunnah of my Habib, you revive it, that when the sunnahs will be being finished off, then Allah says, I'll give the reward of 100 martyrs, shaheeds. Do this action. No, why are you doing drama, fake life, this much nafil, this much worship, this much umrah, this much, who's going to ask you for this in the hereafter? If I ask you that what is the ruh, the spirit of the deen, then revive your Prophet in this era, in this dunya, in this place, geographically, revive the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do this action. So why are you ashamed? Allah may Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. So we'll do a dhikr for a short while. Just 5 minutes left, I think, or 2 minutes dhikr will do. Recite the rushd.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa salli ala Ibrahim wa ala ali. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa zulmana hasrana wa jaddana wa khatwana hamdana wa kullana. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alayhi wa tub alayna innaka antal ghafur. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله